AircheckDownloads.com. On DAB, 1170 AM, and streaming online at signal2.co.uk. This is Signal 2.
With the latest, I'm Simon Humphries. Theresa May is warning the UK economy faces difficult times ahead despite better-than-expected economic figures following the vote to leave the EU. The Prime Minister's in China at her first G20 summit of world leaders. She's already spoken to Barack Obama about how to make sure the UK and US have the strongest possible trading relationship.
British businesses export twice as much to the United States as they do to our next largest market, and the United States is the largest inward investor in Britain, with total American investments providing more than 1 million jobs. We need to build on that strong foundation as the UK leaves the EU.
The Home Office has now secured enough places to resettle 20,000 Syrian refugees in the UK over the next 4 years. It comes a year after David Cameron made the promise. Home Secretary Amber Rudd claims 2,800 Syrians has arrived here by the end of June. Stephen Hale from Refugee Action says the government could be doing more, though.
Over the past year, the war in Syria has continued to rage with appalling consequences, and there are now 3 million people who have been forced to flee their homes from Syria. So Britain's contribution, while welcome, is very modest by international standards.
Figures show the number of young people diagnosed with cancer in the UK has gone up 40% in the last 16 years. 1,300 more cases are now being reported each year in under-25s. The charity Children with Cancer UK says poor diets, air pollution, pesticides and radiation could be to blame. Remedial work starts tomorrow to repair the floors at a Stafford school which shut in October last year. Continued air testing inside Flash Lee has revealed some areas are now below the levels set by the World Health Organization. It means County Council contractors can start filling in flooring ducts. There's been a spate of electrical fires involving white goods across Staffordshire in the last month. Fire bosses have issued a safety warning following several household incidents involving tumble dryers, washing machines and fridge freezers. A Cheshire man goes head-to-head with a Londoner in the battle to become the world Scrabble champion this morning. 49-year-old Mark Nyman from Knutsford is up against Brett Smitherin. The competition's being held in Lille in France.
Signal Sport with FOW.co.uk. Browse, shop and test drive today.
Port Vale slumped to a 4-1 defeat at Bury. The Valiants dropped to 7th in the League One table as a result. Crewe, meanwhile, are up to 10th in League Two after beating Doncaster 2-1. James Jones scored a late winner. Boss Steve Davis.
They're a good team. You know, I knew that before the game. Knew it was going to be a hard game. They're probably the best team at the moment we've played, them and Portsmouth. So, as I say, they'll be up there. There's no doubts about that. This result, off the back of a really good run that they've had, was a good result for us. So I'm delighted about that.
England start their 2018 World Cup campaign later. Sam Allardyce's first game in charge is in Slovakia. And Dan Evans is out of the US Open tennis. He wasted a match point in his third round 5-set defeat to Stan Wawrinka. No problems, though, for Andy Murray. He's through to the last 16 after beating Italian Paolo Lorenzi. And for the latest on those stories and more, head online to signal2.co.uk.
AircheckDownloads.com.